Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Is it an everyday thing for you?
It is. It sure is. Yeah.
What age is the little person?
I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh, you have two. Okay.
So busy.
I don't know about you. Do you drive or are you walking them? What's the story?
One is walking, one is driving.
I love the driving one and the chats.
Oh, yeah.
We did that with my daughter. She went to Holy Faith in Clontarf for years. And, of course she went for years. She was in secondary school. And we would just chat. Now, when they get older, it's fantastic for information, Lisa, got to tell you.
It is, because when you're not making eye contact, it's a lot easier to chat, you know?
It's such trickery, isn't it, we employ? Anyway, good morning, and thank you for taking the call this morning.
Thank you.
About the old Walton's Beautiful Schools competition. I have not been at it, but I am reliably informed, and you know, because being a judge and so, apparently it's mayhem on the day.
I mean, it's absolute electric mayhem.
Yes.
So exciting. You're filled in a room. It's a room with hundreds of incredibly excited people.
Yes.
From junior infants up.
That's right.
But it's really, the atmosphere is electric, but it's also really beautifully supportive and just exciting, you know. Everybody is there to do this magical thing.
That's right.
And they've been working towards for months. I mean, I literally was like tiny tears. I just kept bursting.
Oh, you're not serious, really? That's hilarious. But yet I get it, because anybody who loves music, you love music, I love music. If you love what that is, and then you see the enthusiasm of and we're talking about primary schools and post primary as well. So you're talking about. And there's a camaraderie and everything, and they're all kind of going, yeah. So it's a hugely important event for their lives.
It really is, yeah. It's this fabulous competition. It's open to every school in the Republic of Ireland, post-primary, primary. And you're given a theme. This year's theme is going to be Rhythm Rules. Right. And then, you know, the groups have to sort of respond to that. Either they can write an original piece, they can use existing music, they can change the words of something existing. I mean, it's really completely open creatively.
And it's completely open in terms of the type of music as well. It can be rap, it can be folk, it can be anything.
Absolutely. And there was a lot of schools that did a wonderful mixture of like trad groups and they even had dancing. And then, you know, the ensembles, like there was a drummer who was in senior infants, an extraordinary drummer last year.
Really?
And I was bursting with tears. And that's it. They tried to have this inclusive business that it's, you know, from junior infants to sixth class for a primary, and, you know, the whole school gets involved. And it's really something extraordinary to see. And also, you know, it is our national concert hall. It is their national concert hall.
That's right. And then, of course, they're playing as well as it is their cash prize. I feel like the Grinch. But there is, because there's €7,000 worth of vouchers for musical instruments and equipment from Walton Music. So that's a very big deal for a school.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing for to be buying instruments, things like that for a school. But I honestly, watching it last year, I just felt this is more than about the prizes. Like every single one of the children in that hall, I think, just got so much from it. It was so inspiring. They were inspiring me. They were inspiring each other.
Yes.
Because, of course, they're the audience as everyone is performing.
That's right.
So it was really electric. And I remember when I was in primary school, and I had a wonderful friend called Mel Joanne, who's an extraordinary musician. And I remember meeting her, and just that thing clicking in my head. Yeah. And I realized music is. It's for us to enjoy together. It's for us to harmonize. It's for us to have fun and be creative and dance around the room.
Sure.
It's not about scales, even though all of that stuff is obviously so foundational and important.
I know it is. I know.
You know, but sometimes when we think of children and music, we think of, you know, hammering out the scales on the piano and everything.
That's right.
While that has its place, it's about finding that that inspiration where you realize music is for you to enjoy.
Yeah.
It's for all of us to enjoy, and for you to make music with your friends.
And to make a difference. Because it makes a difference in your life. It makes
it really
a huge
does.
Impact on your life. Because I remember I didn't practice my scales. So I'd be in bits when I'd be going to the teacher, coming back, and I wouldn't have a clue. And he'd be kind of, no, I had a difficulty with that. And I'd be telling lies because I hadn't practiced, you know. But it is the joy of practicing. I would say I'm a dunce. It is the joy of practicing. It is the joy of coming together and the playing of music and what it means. But I mean, you're a seasoned musician. I mean, so you could see the joy in that as well, of course.
I could see the joy and I could see the hard work. I mean, you can see all those scales, you know, that have kind of is holding the whole thing up.
You know the way you play loads of instruments.
I really don't, Marty, honestly.
Why? I was told that you play loads of instruments. Well, I mean, if you play a string, they say, a friend of mine, Norman Teeling, great guitar player, said if you play a stringed instrument, you can play a whole bunch of different stringed instruments. Is that...
Well, that's it. That is what I'm hiding behind.
Okay,
I can play my own songs, but if I was to sit in on a session now, I would be very lost.
Would you?
But I can just play my own songs.
Oh, for God's
sake. Which is lucky, that's all I need to play.
Yeah, well, there is that. No, but the one that interested me that was meant the Glockenspiel.
Sure, everyone can play a Glockenspiel.
I'd say you're a master of the Glockenspiel or a mistress of the Glockenspiel, are you?
We can all play the Glockenspiel, you know.
There are evenings where even I would agree with that. Will you stay with me a sec? I just want to play a little bit of Knockanine National School, who won last year from Ennis. I'm just going to play a little bit of it. Here they are. God bless them. The Waltons winners from 2024, Knockanine National School, and what it meant to them and that excitement. So look, there's a closing date. We better explain this. There's a closing date, which is Friday, 20th of March. Like, it's a long time away, and yet Christmas is upon us. So it'll be January when they get in gear.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, now that we have the theme, it's all about thinking of what, you know, what music...
Rhythm
rules. So what, you know, what can suit that? What does that kind of conjure up in people's minds? And then, like, there was the most extraordinary school last year from Newcastle West, and this little boy started playing the bass line to Seven Nation Army on his cello. And then once that section was finished, then they hopped up and then he started rapping with all of his pals in Irish. Like, you know, the now is the time to just let your creativity flow.
For
all children around the country to try and figure
and
it out.
And how lovely that he had the opportunity to do that. Isn't that just quite something, you know?
He was extraordinary. They were all extraordinary.
Oh, no, I think that's lovely. Just to let people know that Friday, 20th of March coming next year is the deadline. There'll be 12 finalists announced on RT Lyric FM on Wednesday, 15th of April, and then the finalist concert is on Monday, 18th of May. Newschool.ie, if you want to get in touch. Waltons. It's the Waltons RT Lyric FM Music for Schools competition. Lisa, one of the things, just before I let you go, one of my favourite pieces of work of yours, I know you're probably going to hit me over the head with your Glockenspiel, Hushabye Mountain with the great Richard Hawley.
Oh, what a song.
What a man.
What a man.
What a man.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Isn't he?
And, you know, Richard Hawley has grown up playing music with his friends. You know, that's how he started too.
That's right.
So I think that's what this thing is all about. It's about inspiring people, and you can go on and have a lifetime of enjoying music and making music with your pals.
Well, I hope you're going to continue making music.
I am. I'm just on a little hiatus at the moment, doing a different thing. But I'll be back to it eventually.
You're on your mammy business.
My Glockenspiel is calling.
funny. I can't hear it. Listen, I'm going to say Merry Christmas. I don't care. It's practically December and everyone is...
I wholeheartedly agree. You know Merry Christmas to you, Marty.
You too. And thank you so much for talking to us today about the Walton's RT Lyric FM Music for Schools competition. I'm going to play Hush by Mountain with you and Mr. Hawley because it's beautiful and it's a lovely way to finish our chat. Keep the faith. Have a lovely weekend, Lisa, and thanks for talking to us this morning. God bless. Take care. Cheers. That's Lisa Hannigan. There have been many judges, David Brophy, Zoe Conway, Ellen Cranitch, our own Aideen Gormley and Evelyn Grant and Donal Lunny and Bill Whelan and me all as well. So it's a very big event, the Walton's RT Lyric FM Music for Schools competition. And good luck to everybody as regards that. But remember, the entry deadline for this school year is Friday, 20th of March next year. And now, Miss Hannigan, Mr. Hawley and Hush by Mountain. Thank you.